Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, August 16th. Planets can really get around. In the early days of our own solar system, for example, the giant outer planets may have moved toward or away from the Sun by hundreds of millions of miles. And many of the planets seen in other star systems probably have spiraled inward from their birthplaces. One example is a planet orbiting the star Gliese 1214. The star is smaller and less massive than the Sun, and just 1/3 of 1% as bright. The planet is a mini-Neptune, bigger and heavier than Earth. It's so close to the star that it's extremely hot, about 535 degrees Fahrenheit on the day side and 325 degrees on the night side. Astronomers studied the planet a couple of years ago with Webb Space Telescope. They found that it's blanketed by shiny clouds or haze. They reflect half of the starlight that strikes them back into space. The composition of that layer suggests the planet has gone through some changes during its long lifetime. It might have formed much farther from the star, out beyond the snow line, where there was a lot of frozen water and other ices. Over time, it spiraled inward and heated up. The heat changed its atmosphere, producing the hot, shiny brew seen today. Gliese 1214 is in Ophiuchus, which is high in the south at nightfall. But the star is much too faint to see without a telescope. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.